This is an audio briefing from Paul Levy, editor of Fringe Review, to accompany the article that we've got on the Fringe Review reviewer resources page, just a chance to listen to it rather than read it, about really what a template for a typically well-written Fringe Review review would be. A Fringe Review review is at least 350 words. If it's less than that, we will simply send the review back to you to write more. A good review, somewhere between, I'd say, 400 to 500 words. And if you're going to give a show an outstanding rating, which is our highest rating, you're going to need to write more than that, because you need to justify why a show is outstanding in its field. A bit more of that later. So you're ready to paste your review into the review form, and you will hopefully have not written that directly into the form itself online. What you're going to do is you're going to write that somewhere like Word, or you might be transcribing some handwritten notes into Word before you copy it all and paste it into our online form. But anyway, here's the template for me, a kind of signature review, though I would say I do want you to write in your own style, and do feel that you can be an individual when you write reviews. But here's the ingredients in case you want a guide. A typical review is in four parts. The first part, which will be quite short, is going to be a little bit like the section on the form called the lowdown. It's a short introduction that summarizes what the show's about. It's factual, really. This is a new play from a company based somewhere in the world. There might be a well-known director. It could be the first time a particular show's come to the Fringe, or it could be a company's returning or bringing a new play, but they performed to good reviews of a previous play. You know, you're going to give factual information about it, and that's probably going to be about a paragraph, so it might be 100 words or so. You might also talk about the genre of that play, that this is a piece of improvised theatre or it's verbatim theatre, and you might want to define what that is for your reader. Or you might just say it's a straight play, you know, and it's the first time this play's come up to Edinburgh, though you personally saw it somewhere else. Then we go into the second part of the review, which is really the main part of the review. And the review is really an assessment. It's an attempt by you to be objective. Now, what do we mean by objectivity? We don't mean that all Fringe Review reviewers are objective. What we do mean is that an attempt is made to be objective. So the aim of that is to see your own biases and take them into account, to make yourself an object of your own observation. You might not be a big fan of musicals. For some reason, this is a musical that you're seeing, but you can still recognize this is excellent work, even if it's not to your taste. Ideally, of course, don't go and see shows in the first place that are not to your taste. If you're a restaurant reviewer, don't deliberately seek out restaurants with food that you don't particularly like. The aim of this is to try and identify good quality theatre. And so assessment is really about observing it as a piece of work. The writing, the directing, the way it's been conceived, you can talk about the staging, the way it's been lit, the way the sets worked. You might talk about the writing in more detail, the continuity of it, the originality of it. You might compare it to other bits of work and other writers. You know, how clear is it? How effective is it as a piece of writing? Does it achieve its aims? And you might want to check back to what its promises and its publicity material. You will draw on your own particular experience from theatre, and you might be able to compare it to, you know, excellent work that you've seen elsewhere. How could this piece improve? Rather than speaking negatively in your writing style, you wouldn't say it was too long. You might say this would have benefited from being 10 minutes shorter. And we're looking for, you know, evidence and justification. That's why, you know, if you can compare it to other things that you've seen, that's quite good. But at a minimum, you can describe, not things like just the plot, but you can actually describe it as a piece of work. So here you're assessing it in terms of its effectiveness as a piece of art. So that is going to be the main bit of your review, several paragraphs, and you might take them one by one. As I say, the overall conception and aims of it, the quality of the writing, the quality of the direction, the quality of it as a production. You might talk about particular scenes in it that worked better than others, and so on, with an overall aim for, you know, how it might improve. The third part of the review is your subjective reaction to it. But the key thing with Fringe review is that you are not basing your final rating on that subjective reaction. You can say what that reaction was, but you base your rating on part two, the assessment. So here you can say, you know, I didn't laugh particularly, but you can still identify this as good quality comedy writing. You can actually say, you know, the emotional impact it had on you. Finally, we get to the last part of the review, which is a bit like the ending of an essay or the ending of a piece of feedback to a student in an exam. Overall, you kind of arrive at your rating. You summarise, perhaps, and you arrive at whether this is going to be a recommended show, a highly recommended show, and an outstanding show. We do have another audio about what we mean by those in detail, but very briefly, it's a recommended show because you could recommend other people see it. It could be really excellent in places, but have failed overall in its conception. It could be an amazing experiment that's really worth seeing, but didn't quite pull itself off. Or it could just be a good, solid piece of work, but it's not anything particularly outstanding in its field. But a recommended show, it's simple. You would recommend people to see it. If you couldn't recommend people to see it, then you're not going to be posting that review on Fringe Review. It will be less than recommended. And of course, as you know, with our policy, if a show is less than recommended, we offer feedback privately to the companies, but we don't publish the review, so you wouldn't be filling the form out to post it on the site. A highly recommended show for us, and this is key, is excellent work. Whereas recommended would be good, very good work, strong work. When we're talking highly recommended, this is excellent. This is A-grade work. And you're going to say why it's excellent, what's really good about it. Something can also be excellent overall. You know, like in an exam, something can get 70% and get an A. But there could still be things that you could say would have made it outstanding, standing out in its field. So people should be very pleased with a highly recommended stamp from Fringe Review. It's excellent. It's top-grade work. You would talk about why it is, excellent writing, excellent performing, excellent directing. Again, you might talk about the staging and so on. Something can also be excellent but not be wholly original. It could not be groundbreaking. You can see an excellent musical and there's not that much to criticize about it technically, but that musical is kind of, you know, not breaking new ground. It's not standing out in its field. Something can also be at the lower end of excellent, and so you're giving it the equivalent of a very, very good rating, and you're saying, because of that you would highly recommend people go and see it. It's a strong recommendation. Now, we write a few outstanding review rated reviews. This is a piece of work, whether it's comedy, whether it's theatre, whether it's dance, that absolutely stands out in its field. There's something absolutely unique and special about it. Even that could improve, and you might identify certain constructively critical comments, but this really is ahead of the field. There's nothing quite like this. You're really at the top end of not only highly recommending it, but saying this is an unmissable piece of work in its genre. And that's why we require you to justify that. And we will send reviews back to you or moderate them down if you write them too short and you don't give strong evidence, observation of what you've seen, and ideally making the justified case for why this work isn't beyond excellent. It's actually outstanding. Something stands out, and there's not that much work in the world that always does that. Originality is on a premium in a cliched world. So we celebrate it when we find it, but please don't give things outstanding because you love them, because you thought everyone put in an amazing effort, because it was a brilliant, full-on community effort and energy. This is not what an outstanding show is, and we do moderate those down. So we've got recommended, we've got highly recommended, and we've got outstanding. And they are not just exactly the same as what people call 3, 4, and 5 star, particularly at the recommended end of work. That stuff could be really, really excellent work, but very flawed in other places, and we're recommending it. So a show might not have pulled itself off, but we're still saying it's worth seeing it because of an aspect of it. So there's your review template. Write it in your own style. We're saying 350 words, ideally more than that. Write lovingly, as if you were writing about food that you were tasting. Try to avoid subjectivity. Make your own biases an object of your own observation, and you can't go wrong with a Fringe Review review.